Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati, you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
So crackling. Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, loud and clear?
Yes.
Awesome. How about that?
Now, where is Beeb?
Can you hear Beeb?
No. Say something, Beeb. No, I don't hear him.
All right. Well, I tell you what, if you haven't figured it out yet, we are having problems with Blog Talk. Okay. Yeah, Blog Talk has started. So, if you guys can hear me on Blog Talk, we are having some issues with it. I think if you want to follow our show today, go to ringsidereporter.com and click on the podcast. Click on the first link. It'll be the podcast. It says Clarissa, something about Clarissa Shields and in her fight with Hannah Gabriels. Also, go to beatingtheoddswithbeeb.com, and you can catch the live broadcast there as well. All right, so we will not have phone calls tonight, and what? I can hear Robert, yeah, but he can't hear me.
No, so I can hear you. I can hear you, Eric. I can't hear Beeb.
You can't hear Beeb. Okay, you just want to go ahead with it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Well, I wonder if they can hear the show, though. I wonder if, whoever's online can, hear the show. You know what I mean?
Well, if people are calling through Blog Talk, they can hear you and I talk, so.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Otherwise, if Blog Talk was completely down, I wouldn't be with you.
Robert. Okay, quiet.
Yeah.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Podcast, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Ringside Robert, and England's adopted son, Joe Habib. We have a great show for you today. And as always, you can catch us on the web at ringsidereporter.com. If you want to call and ask questions, you can call in right now at 323-870-3857. We'll be here till about 9 o'clock tonight. We are having some technical difficulties. Hey, it's par for the course. It's Blog Talk. So you can interact with me and Robert. You may not be able to hear Beeb though, but if you go to beatingtheoddswithbeeb.com right now, you can go on there and you can see our live broadcast where you should be able to hear everything. We should be able to hear it with no problem. All right. So go ahead and go there. You can also ask us questions in the chat over there too. So there you go. Today, we're going to talk about Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua getting closer. How close? We'll tell you. Bobby Chez finds himself in our train wreck of the week this week. But first, we get started with the Showtime broadcast. Clarissa Shields versus Hannah Gabriels for the IBF and WBA middleweight title. Clarissa Shields got off the canvas for the first time in her career to beat Hannah Gabriels via unanimous decision by the scores of 97-92, 98-91, and 97-92. After the fight, Shields says that she is the greatest woman of all time. I'm not sure what it is about Shields. Beeb, I'm not sure if you feel the same way, but every time I see her, I like her less and less. During the post-fight interview, Christina Hammer entered the ring, which she called Christina Hammer into the ring. Clarissa Shields says, where is she? Get her in the ring. Hammer's in the ring. The two traded words and a scuffle broke out. Real classy lady here. I don't know. I'm not really sold on Clarissa Shields as far as an entertainer. She's a great boxer. I think she beats Hammer when they fight, but I don't know. B, what are your thoughts on Shields?
Right.
Yeah. Just a reminder, on Blog Talk, if you guys are holding, just hang tight. You'll be here. I think you can hear Robert and myself, but you can't hear Beeb talking. So when the show is going on, there may be long pauses if you're listening on Blog Talk. Robert, what are your thoughts on Clarissa Shields?
I'm with you, Eric, and I unfortunately, I don't know what Beeb said, so I hope I'm not duplicating anything he said. But she's reminding me of the Floyd Mayweather, the female persuasion. She seems to be arrogant and, you know, she wants things her way. And I was hoping that with her being knocked down, you know, it might actually show her, hey, look, I've got some real competition here, but she seemed to be more arrogant than ever. She's becoming somebody that I can't really root for. And, you know, I don't know if it'll happen or not, but when her and Hammer fight, I hope Hammer really puts it to her, because I was more impressed with what I saw out of Christina Hammer than what I was with Clarissa Shields. She's really starting to become the female version of Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, I would go along with that. Let's talk about Christina Hammer here. She fought Tori Nelson for the WBC WBO middleweight title. Hammer dominated Nelson in a pretty one-sided fight, honestly. I mean, Hammer won the unanimous decision 100-90, 99-91 twice. This now sets up the big fight with Clarissa Shields. Hammer said after the fight that she wants the Shields fight to take place on the neutral site. I'll be honest, man, good luck with that, because neither one of them are really big draws. Outside of Detroit, nobody's coming to see. This was at the Mason. Where did this take place? Be the Masonic Temple or something like that?
Yeah, that's where.
How many people? Does anybody know how many people were there? Yeah, I think Wood was there last night. I saw him on the line earlier. I think he's hung up since then. Yeah, but Wood. Yeah, Wood's always on the hustle, man. He's always on the hustle, right? Yeah, so he was there. I don't know, like I said, I don't know how many were there. Hopefully Wood can, maybe if he's in the chat or maybe if he calls in, he'll let us know how many people were there. But it's a Masonic temple. How many can it hold? You know, I mean, it's not, yeah, right. It's like a high school gym, you know. It's not like anything that major. So, what do you, you know, they want it to take place at a neutral site, man. I don't know that you're going to get that many people. I don't know how many people Hammer gets when she fights wherever she fights, you know, but I don't know, man. I don't know. Beeb, you have any thoughts on this? Yeah. I think so, but I'm not 100%. Yeah. Well, how many people she get? Yeah, I mean, right. Yeah, you put that fight in somebody's backyard, you know? No. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's all right. Right. Yeah. Wood just said the upper balcony at the Masonic Temple had some holes in it, crowd wise. There were some attendance concerns, but he said he wonders if the location was a turnoff. Yeah, well, I mean, probably. I mean, you're fighting at the Masonic Temple. I mean, again, man, where else are you going to go? Embiid, you had a great idea. You have to put this on an undercard. It's not going to stand anywhere at a neutral site. Nobody's coming to watch this fight. I mean, listen, if you couldn't sell out the Masonic Temple and your Clarissa Shields, it's your hometown, and you got two world champions on the card, son, you ain't selling it out. It ain't going nowhere. Yeah, it's a real tough sell. Real tough sell. Real tough sell. Robert, what were your thoughts on Christina Hammer?
Well, out of the two female fights, I was more impressed with Christina Hammer than I was with Shields, as I said earlier. At least Hammer fights, she puts her punches together and seems to know what she's doing in there. But I still abdicate that if we're gonna watch women fight, they need to fight under the same rules as the men. Three-minute rounds, and if you're going to have a championship fight, you got to make it 12 rounds. I mean, we really need to see, you know, women talk about, you know, equal pay and equal worth. Well, okay, if you want equal pay and equal worth, then boxing has to, you got to fight under the same rules. 12-round fight, 3-minute rounds each round, just like the guys do. I will not change my stance on that.
You're such a sexist.
you don't agree with that, huh, Eric?
You're sexist. Just incredible. Same thing. Yep. That's it. That's what they do in the UFC. No, I said that's what they do in the UFC. You're 100% right. No difference. That's the thing. Nobody wants to see a modified rules. You know, nobody wants to see modified rules. They don't. Yeah. I agree. And Notorious BC in the chat says the same thing. He said, you know, can't have any combat sport that just does 2-minute rounds. It doesn't work. You know, and it gets people less interested in it because they figure they're watching a more inferior product. That's what they do. You know, if, okay, you guys don't go as long as these guys, well, you must not be as good. I must be watching like junior league ball here. That's the thought process. Whether it's true or not, that's the thought process. Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right, let's talk about, let's see here, ESPN Plus, across the pond, Roberto Garcia versus Martin Murray, 12 rounds, middleweights. Martin Murray beats Roberto Garcia by unanimous decision, 116, 111, 118, 109 twice. My man, Martin Murray, my favorite boxer, is now the mandatory challenger for the WBA, WBC middleweight champion, Triple G. What do you think about that, Robbie? What do you think about that? He's calling out your boy again.
I'm sure they'll fight again. Why not?
Calling out your boy again. He almost beat him the first fight. Second time is going to be a lot different.
Yep, no, why not?
This is the problem with the sanctioning bodies, though. I mean, Martin Murray, honestly, if I'm being honest, I like him and everything, but he should not be getting another shot at the title, especially off of Roberto Garcia. You know, I don't know. On the undercard, I believe it was on the undercard of that, Daniel Dubois versus Tom Little, 10 rounds heavyweights. Dubois wins a fifth round stoppage. This guy, him and Anthony Yard are really making some waves over here. Anthony Yard also versus Darius Seck, 10 rounds light heavyweights. Yard wins via TKO in the seventh. Seck is a southpaw, the first southpaw that Yard has faced. What do you think about these two, Yard and Dubois? Could be Dubois, but... Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Wood, just backtrack a little bit here. Wood said there was about 500-plus people at the Masonic Temple. So not exactly a barn burner over there for two title fights. Yeah. He is. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, can you box for 10 rounds or whatever and get the decision? I don't either. Really? Wow. Right. Yeah. What about Daniel Dubois? Are you a big fan of his? Yeah. Sure. O'Hara Davies versus Paula Kamanga, 12 rounds, junior welterweight. O'Hara Davies knocked him out in the second round with one of the most vicious overhand rights you'll ever see. I mean, it was vicious, man. That guy, he pulled that punch back, hit him, and that guy, he was out. He was gone. If you haven't seen it, go YouTube it. It's one heck of a knockout, man. He put him out cold. Josh Taylor versus Victor Postol. Josh Taylor defeats Victor Postol by the scores of 118-110, 117-110, 119-108. This was said to be a lot closer fight than the scores indicated. Everybody agrees the right guy won, but the scores, not so much, man. Josh Taylor is now the mandatory WBC super lightweight contender. What do you think? What are your thoughts on Josh Taylor, Beeb? Yeah. Also on ESPN Plus, Miguel Bruchelt versus Jonathan Barros, the WBC super featherweight title. Bruchelt wins via third round TKO in this fight. After the fight, he called out Mickey Roman. You know, this was a Golden Boy card on ESPN Plus. Steve, what are your thoughts on Miguel Bruchelt, and do you like the fight with Mickey Roman? Okay. All right. There you go. All right, let's move on to the upcoming fights here. Not much in the way of big fights going on, but we'll tell you which ones they are here. On June 29th, which is a Friday, from Cancun, Mexico, on ESPN, Rashidi Ellis versus Alberto Mosquera, 10 rounds, welterweights. And let's see what else here. Now, John Pascal versus Stephen Bosse, 10 rounds cruiserweights, is at Laval, Quebec, but there is no TV on that. So if you're in Canada, I'm sure they're showing it on there, but it does not seem to be televised as of right now. Now, Saturday, June 30th, from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, on ESPN, Gilberto Zerto Ramirez versus Romer Alexis Angulo for 12 rounds for Ramirez's WBO super middleweight title. Alex Saucedo versus Lenny Zapavinga, 10 rounds, junior welterweights. Mike Alvarado, also on that undercard, versus Martin Angel Martinez. Trey Lippe Morrison is on there versus the dreaded TBA. We haven't seen him in a while. from Belfast, Northern Ireland on ESPN Plus that same day. Michael Conlan versus Adelson Dos Santos, 8 rounds featherweights. And that'll be on ESPN Plus. This is another one that I didn't see televised, but from Uncasville, Connecticut, Joe Smith Jr. versus Melvin Russell, 10 rounds, light heavyweights. See what else we got. And that is it. That's it. That's it. The summer is barren, Robbie. It's barren.
Wow. is the guy that Gilberto Ramirez fighting, is that a mandatory?
I don't know.
Because, you know, when I heard about this fight last night, I'm like, who the heck is this person? If this is not a mandatory, I want to ask Top Rank and Bob Arum a question. What the hell are you doing with Gilberto Ramirez? Because he should be fighting stiffer competition. I don't know anything about the person who got this title shot. He deserves to be in bigger fights.
What are they doing with Gilberto Ramirez? Answer, quick answer, not much.
Mm-hmm. That's my point.
Yeah. You know, Tank Davis is one of those guys that has power. Can he box, though? If you can't knock the guy out, can he box? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. He's a good fighter, man. Solid fighter. All right, before we get to the news and rumors, let's go ahead and go to the phones. Area code 805. 805, you're live.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's me.
Hello, Nacho.
Hey, hello. As far as the fights, this weekend, probably the best one that was on all weekend was the Taylor Postal fight, because that was probably the closest fight of all of the fights this weekend. They went back and forth pretty good throughout the fight. I thought Postal gave him a lot of problems with the way he fought him, and Taylor moved around a lot and kind of was trying to avoid exchanging as much as he could, only unless he felt like he had the advantage. And he started to win the exchanges towards the end of the fight when he dropped him in the 10th round, and then he kind of got the better of him towards the end of the fight. So that was good that, you know, it was a good test for him, and he won. But those scorecards are just ridiculous. There's no way that he won nine and 10 rounds in that fight. That fight was a lot closer than that, and they did a Postal no favors with those ridiculous scores. But it'll be interesting to see if Josh Taylor ends up fighting Jose Ramirez now that he's the mandatory for that BC 140-pound belt. As far as the other fights, Yard and Dubois, they did what I expected them to do. Hopefully Frank Warren can find some live bodies at some point, because, man, some of these guys that he's putting these dudes in there with is like, they're just running through these guys like a hot knife through butter. At some point, you got to get somebody in there that can actually fight these guys on even terms, because at this point, they're just taking these guys apart really easily. They need some better competition before we can legitimately say that they're the real deal. But I like the way they both fight, and hopefully at some point or another, Warren can find some better fighters to, you know, make these guys, to see if they can pass the test as far as being able to fight against some better competition. The Murray-Garcia fight, that fight was awful. I'm sorry, Martin Murray looked like a extra on The Walking Dead the day before at the weigh-in. He looked like he killed himself to make 160, and he fought like he was in quicksand for most of that fight. And then he had the nerve to complain about Garcia headbutting him and low-blowing him when he was blatantly low-blowing Garcia on several occasions in front of the ref, and the ref didn't do anything. I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, that's some ridiculous shit. Like, that ref was awful. I hope, you know, they look at that performance of his and they never let him referee a fight with any kind of a belt or anything, because that was just god awful. He didn't do anything to stop the low blowing on both sides, except for taking points away from Garcia when he should have taken points away from Murray as well. But, you know, I think Murray gets his ass kicked again by Golovkin or somebody else, because he just doesn't look like he's got much left in the tank. The Burchell Barrios fight, Burchell looked great. He dominated Barrios. The thing that had me shocked was how the in the middle of the third round, when Burchell was teeing off on him, that his Barrios' corner man just jumped into the ring in the middle of the action and literally pushed the ref aside and hugged his fighter and said he wanted the fight stopped. And Barrios was like, "What are you doing? Like, I'm still, you know, I'm fine. Like, I can fight back." And he's like, no, you're done. And that was one of the strangest ones I've ever seen. I've never seen a guy come in from the corner and grab his fighter and pull him away in the middle of the action. That was so bizarre. But, I mean, Burchell looked good. Hopefully he fights Mickey Roman next and we get a good fight out of those two. And Tony Yoka, he fought Dave Allen. And I saw that fight, and Yoka, you know, he did what he had to do. He beat Dave Allen, but Allen, man, he took a beating in that fight. He really got beat up in that fight. And at the very end, you know, they stopped the fight, which I was kind of surprised, because I really thought with the beating he had taken, he was actually going to make it through to the end of the 10th round, but they stopped it. And, you know, Yoka looks good, but hopefully they'll get him some better competition as well. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, not much to talk about this weekend, man. What can I say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of which, Robbie, you said you were asking if Ramirez's fight was mandatory. It's actually not. It's an optional defense.
Oh, my God. Then what the hell is Bob Arum doing? He deserves...
Well, apparently, see, now, I'm not trying to stick up for Bob Arum, but I had read on Boxing Scene that they offered the fight to Rocky Fielding, who's a hell of a lot better fighter than the guy they have fighting Ramirez this weekend. But apparently Fielding and Hearn complained about the money that was being offered, and so they decided to go a different route, and now Rocky Fielding's fighting Tyrone Zug in Germany for his bullshit WBA belt that he has in a couple of weeks. So it was obvious they were never interested in taking that fight. So they did try to go after a better fighter. They just chose not to take the fight, you know?
Okay.
I agree with you. I don't know anything about this Angulo guy. He's just got a really gaudy record with a bunch of knockouts, but we don't really know if he can actually fight. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what he brings to the table. But, yeah, this is one of the few times where Arum actually tried to offer the fight to a legit contender, and they said no or never accepted the fight at all. So
because Ramirez deserves to be fighting better competition, you know, like David Benavidez or you know, somebody of that caliber, you know, James Dale, even, you know, somebody.
Exactly. Yeah, I would prefer to see him in there against guys who actually, you know, who have legitimate records. Actually, I wouldn't mind seeing him against Uzkategi. I think that would be good too.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, they tried to get Fielding, and he shot him down and said no. And pretty much when you look at the rest of the like top 30, top 40, there's a lot of guys, but there's really nobody that sticks out where you're like, oh, okay, you know, that he could legitimately have fought for this fight. Maybe, you know, according to what I'm seeing, Sakio Bika, Peter Quillen, Robin Krasniqi, Andre Durrell, Caleb Truex, you know, a lot of slim pickings out there.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it's almost time for Gilberto to move up, or can he move up to light heavyweight?
No, you got the whole tournament down there. He's got to fight one of those. Why didn't he get involved in that tournament? You know, I mean, they want somebody to fight. He wants to be a big star, but he doesn't want to go in the tournament, you know?
Yeah, a lot of that has to.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, Yeah, a lot of that has to do with the fact that apparently Top Rank is not willing to, you know, they spend all their time and money investing in these guys, and apparently to them, what they're getting out of it isn't worth the return. So they just feel like their guys aren't going to get what they think they deserve out of those tournaments. I agree with you guys. I think they should have put these guys in these tournaments to get them
for
some
sure.
bigger exposure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't make sense to hold guys out because money wise, it's not going to, you know, help you out in the end. So, cause I mean, Jose Ramirez should have been in this tournament that's coming up, in my opinion. I think he should have put his name in there and fought, because the guys who are in there are top 140 pound fighters, and he could have legitimately made his claim to be one of the best, if not the best 140 pounder after that tournament. Instead, now he's fighting Danny O'Connor in Fresno, and I'm like, really? This is what he set out the tournament for, was to fight a guy like Danny O'Connor?
Right.
Like, fuck. So,
yeah.
I don't get what some of these people are doing, but thanks for calling, Nacho.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Uh-huh.
I always like Nacho's calls, because he always lets us know what's going on. Always comes in with a different perspective. All right.
Yeah.
Before anything, if you guys are enjoying what we're doing, if you like our podcast, if you're at least entertained for a few minutes anyway, hit the thumbs up button for us and help us out there. All right, area code 760, 760, live.
Hey, what's happening, homie?
Hey, Brian, what's up? You got a lot of background noise, but, you know.
Hey, I'm sorry, can you hear me better now?
That's much better, yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up?
What's
I can't hear
man?
B, man. It sucks I can't hear B, but I can hear
no,
B.
No, I
know.
You can blame Blog Talk for that. I mean, you know, the best part of our show you can't hear, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you can hear me. What are you talking about? You can hear me. I'm the best part of the show.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you guys. We just missed it, B. Hey, Rob, I was going to ask you about the girl fight. What did you think about it? Did you watch it or what?
Of course I watched it, but my God, it's hard to root for Clarissa Shields. My, you know, she comes across as a Floyd Mayweather wannabe.
Yeah, yeah.
Robbie said he would rather watch him clean his house.
Jeez.
Hey, it was all right. She got caught with that uppercut. Hey, you know what she got to work on? She's too, like, repetitive in her attacks. She need to work on using feints and good angles and stuff like that, because she just comes straight forward, and it's, like, kind of predictable in what she's doing. That's why she got countered like that, you know. She's going to have to start switching it up. But then
it ain't too much competition. Yeah, I hope John David Jackson can do something with her that he couldn't do with Kovalev.
Yeah, that's him. I don't know about him, you know, but what you think about her and Christina Hammer? You think that'll be a good fight? Because she's a pretty good boxer, Christina Hammer.
And Hammer is tall and long, and I think she's going to give Shields trouble. Eric, you said you thought Shields would win, but I wonder if Hammer's size would have any difficulty for Shields.
No.
All she got to do is pick and move, you think. I think it'll be a good fight, maybe 10 rounds. But you're right, Robbie. They need to step it up on them rounds, make it 3-minute rounds, because them rounds are going by quick, huh?
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to fight in professional boxing and you want to be paid like a professional boxer, you need to fight 12 rounds and you need to fight 3-minute rounds.
Yeah, exactly. I think maybe if they was to throw them two on maybe another pretty good fight, you know, maybe on the undercard or something, maybe it'll get some attention, you know, rather than to have it like a standalone fight. Ain't nobody going to watch that.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to put 60 people in the parking lot to show up to watch it.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. Hey, what you think about Anthony Yard and Daniel DeBoer?
I'm telling you what, man. I like both of those guys.
Yeah, I like them too.
And Deep hit on a really good point. He said that Anthony Yard is real raw. He's real raw. But, I mean, man, I tell you what, they're entertaining. Both of those guys are really entertaining. And they're bringing them along. I don't think they need to step it up just yet, man. They're bringing them along just fine. You know,
that's how I feel, too. Don't rush them. What's their record? What is their record now?
Right. They've only got a few fights between them. So just bring them along.
Yeah, they don't need
just
to be
enjoy them for now. Right. We don't need to see him fight. I don't need to see him fight Dillon White right now. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Let him build it up and then, you know, go from there. At least let him get some fights under their belt. Let him build it up first and then start attacking. I think Anthony Yard eventually will give some of them because he's light heavyweight, right?
Anthony Yard is light heavyweight, yes. And was heavyweight.
Start moving him along, you know, slowly but surely, and, you know, match him up against, you know, I think eventually, you know, work his way to beating Kovalov, Stevenson. You know, he's good, man. I think he's good.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty good. Too. You know, and Daniel DeBoer, I heard they was talking about setting it up for maybe that would be a good matchup between him and Tyson Fury. What do you think?
I think it's a little early to tell, but yeah, I think that's a good, yeah.
Yeah, that'll
right.
be a good
it's
match.
It's a little early to tell.
Yeah, it's still early. This Wilder and this Anthony Joshua thing is getting closer, so, Eric, it's almost time for us to make a bet, make it official. That way we'll lose for the first time. We're about to lose, man.
I'm telling you, Joshua. I'm telling you, Joshua's got more ways to win. If they
man,
fight, Joshua's got. Wilder's got one way to win.
Yeah,
look, even Mike Tyson couldn't knock everybody
way.
Out, and he had power.
But Wilder has won. But Wilder won that way every time, except for when he fought Laverne and let him. You know, Wilder when he fought Laverne and they went to 12 rounds. That's because everybody was saying he can't go 12 rounds. So he went 12 rounds, you know, but that guy's beating everybody, man, that's better than him. You know, all these guys that he faced, even when he was in the amateurs, they had all this experience, and he still beat these guys with that one way. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
But regardless,
he's a good fighter, no question.
I'll put my money on Wilder, that's for sure. So. You know, whenever that fight do get signed, we got a bet, man. You're going to lose for the first time to me and Wilder.
Not a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Not a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Undefeated, undisputed.
that's what Wilder is going to be after he knocks out Tati. Hey, but what's going on? Because you guys know what's going on because he accepted, you know, they sent him the contract. What's going to be happening from there? Are you guys getting ready to talk about it?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it here in a few. We're going to talk about it here in a few.
Okay. Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Good call, Brian.
Thanks for calling, man.
Okay.
There we go. He really is. He really is.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got here.
You'll be my from this day, you'll be my new fool.
There we go.
Welcome, Georgie. What's up?
Georgie.
Hey, what's happening, people? Scratchy lagging.
Georgie.
Man, too bad Biebs is docking me. The man even got to show his mic off and everything.
No, I blame this
on
Blog Talk,
brother. And, he heard you were going to be on the show today, and you know, he says, you know what? I'm just going to mute it. You know.
The man hears my name and trembles. Listen, guys, the fight, I gotta go against Robbie a little bit. I gotta go. Come on, Robbie, man. Clarissa is a specimen. That woman speed rival top guys. I'm talking about top elite guys out there. Hands down. Really impressed with that speed. Really impressed.
Come on, son.
What did you say?
Come on, man. Let's get a little perspective here. She's a good fighter. I'm not gonna say otherwise. She's a very good fighter.
Would you say that the Clarissa is faster than Horn, the guy who just fought our Crawford? Is she faster than him?
No.
You say she's not faster than him?
I would not. Yes.
Holy shit, my dude.
I don't even know that she's faster than the Beeb. I've seen the Beeb work out in the gym. That's like lightning, man. You can't even mess with that. He's got a right hand that comes out of nowhere.
We're not going to pick on him because he cannot even defend himself.
Well,
even when he got a mic, can't defend himself. So now we're just not going to kick him while he's down. Georgia, you can blame
Blog Talk for this mess. It's not Beeb's fault.
All right, baby, excuses and excuses. We hear everything already. The shit played out. Anyways, yo, listen, the fight was pretty good. I've seen words. Now, they be doing these fights on Showtime, trying to set up Lady Hammer against Clarissa.
Yep, that's
and
next.
That's a beautiful match.
Who do you think wins that,
Georgie?
That's
the best the woman boxing can offer.
Who do you think wins?
I don't know, brother. The question is, can Clarissa, with her speed, can pass that jab? Because there is the saying that timing beats speed, but that's not true.
I know Clarissa is 5'8", but Hammer's got to be at least 6 foot tall. She looks extremely tall in there.
Yeah, she definitely got the advantage on sight, hands down. But like I was saying, there is the notion that timing beats speed, but not really. You know, it's possible with timing beats speed, but speed most of the time kills. At least 70% of the time. Not everybody got that perfect timing. So, I'm looking forward for it. It's a shame that they did it in a Masonic temple. That's where they fought at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's the stage of woman boxing.
Yep. And 500 people were there, according to Wood. So.
They're gonna be at the Poughkeepsie High School gym next time for this unification.
That's just sad, brother. I mean, you see all the resources and people really. I mean, I watch it. I try to support the sport, but I'm gonna have to agree with you guys. They need to go the full rounds.
Yeah, they do.
They have to, because I mean, it's like you say, the perception that we're watching something inferior. And not only that, shorter rounds don't get you as tired. So when the really, if you go 12 rounds in short rounds, it's not the same. So you're taking this aura that the championship rounds have.
Yeah, if you're going to defend a title, and instead of fighting 24 minutes, you need to fight 36.
Yeah, it's a fraud that hopefully, because I mean, I complain all the channels about it, and they say that this is safety reason. But, I mean, if you want equality, because I'm all for equality, regardless you woman, you black, whatever, you know, every human race is just...
You hear that, Robin?
You know,
it's
to
about
be
equality.
They deserve equality, but they need to fight under the same rules.
Yeah, because I mean, you got women that are police officers taking the same risk in the street that a man in the military, in firemen. I mean, in every aspect of life. But here we got to make an exception. Why? I just don't get it. You know what I'm saying? That's a flaw that they eventually they're gonna have to, you know, get it going.
That's right.
Now let's talk about this Deontay Wilder. AJ Saga, the never-ending story. thing is sad, brother. Sad, sad, sad. You don't know who to believe anymore. It's to that point that he just talk and this and allege this, allege that. Everybody got an opinion. Nobody got no facts. Because unless you got a copy of this contract, so you know what I'm saying? So we go for what we think is right. Nobody really got that, you know, the whole thing. Some people say AJ is docking. Some people say Wilder is docking. At the end of the day, none of that really matters. None of it. It's just, I mean, it's a detriment. At this point, it's becoming a detriment to the sport. Because if you see, like the UK card, you know, I'm always back in the UK. But that was some shit-ass fights. Like the previous caller said, I think it was Nacho, the other one before, that they got to put some live bodies out there. People who got a chance. You see, when you say you are a boxing fan, I only got from my friends, I only know two people who like boxing. Could you believe that? You say you're a boxing fan, people look at you like you're stupid. Like, what the hell, you watching that shit? What you watching, the mafia bullshit? So, that's the reality. It's too much bullshit when there's no fucking scorecards that don't make no sense. These robberies, mismatches, the lore, this fucking extravaganza shit, I mean. I just want this shit to get done already. It's getting to that point that it's just like more negative shit out there. You can't even express your opinion. You try to go, let's say you are the anti-Wilder fan. You say something, boom, you go to fucking, you try to, you know, interact with all the boxing fans, and boom, they fucking shut you down. You get blocked. You are AJ fan, you get blocked. So people going real tribal on this. Instead of fucking demanding the fight, regardless who you're supporting, it's about attacking the other side. And you're stupid, and you and shit, and you know what I'm saying? Get really ugly. People taking shit personal for people that they don't give two fucks about you. It's ridiculous. Humanity, I don't know, baby. Just don't get it, B. Just don't get it.
Great point, Georgie. Great point.
Yep.
Just to that point, Robbie, you still subscribe to that brown sugar body? What's going on? Let me
No. No.
Come on now. You got to come clean. Come be blue.
Robert, who would you rather? Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Who would you rather date? Would you rather date Clarissa Shields or Christina Hammer?
Give me Hammer Time any day.
You said Hammer Time.
Yeah.
Wow. You're such a sexist.
Right.
You're such a sexist, dude. I look at them as athletes. I don't even look at them like pieces of meat like you do. You're a sexist.
No.
Unbelievable.
Hey. You want me to
wow.
Take them seriously? Then they got to fight under the same rules, man.
Wow. Robert just went deep again. That's cold blooded. George, you see what we got to deal with here?
Hey, we got to accept people with their flaws, brother. Try to,
that's
try to
right.
Find a common ground. Try to find a common ground, even if we don't agree with other people's opinion, brother.
Hey, Georgie, it looks like somebody else wants to challenge Eric for his title. What do you think about that?
Baby, I've been putting work here. You see, Eric comes here and talks about how he humiliated me. He only got one win against me and one draw.
It was a very
humiliating
win.
I just got to win one against him, grab the belt, and tie the whole thing.
I believe I have more than one win against Georgie, though.
No, yeah, I think you do. I think you do.
I'm fairly certain I do, too.
No,
the thing is,
we only got two pie bets. The only pie bet that I lost was against Beeb. Because Beeb is a bad man.
Okay.
Beeb is a bad man. Say what?
I think Beeb's talking. Wait a minute. Are we still on?